Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hey folks, before we talk to Buzz, let's talk about Omaha Steaks. Make home your favorite new restaurant this winter with Omaha Steaks delivered straight to your door. Have you ever wondered what makes Omaha Steaks so good? Well, it's the aging process, of course. Omaha Steaks are aged at least 21 days. That's where the magic happens. Try these mouth-watering steaks in the Butcher's Best Sellers package. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the promo code VOICES into the search bar to save over 50% and secure exclusive pricing. Included in the Butcher's Best Sellers package are four iconic tender Butcher's cut filet mignons, four ultra juicy burgers, four savory pork chops, four kielbasa sausages, four rich and decadent caramel apple tartlets, and so much more. In addition to getting more than 50% off, you also get four chicken breasts and four more of those delicious burgers for free. All you have to do is visit omahasteaks.com, type VOICES in the search bar to order the Butcher's Best Sellers package today. Save over 50% plus get four free chicken breasts and four burgers, all from the company that's been bringing people together for over 100 years. That's omahasteaks.com. Type VOICES in the search bar. Again, omahasteaks.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world.
Right on!
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Now, Netflix brings you the untold story of a festival.
The most insane festival the world has ever seen.
The festival that went horribly wrong.
Our country's in big trouble, folks.
From the people who brought you the Fire Festival.
Where is it again?
So it's in Maryland?
It's CPAC, the Liar Festival.
Liar Festival?
Witness the tragedy of what happens with the combination of hubris.
He could convince anyone of pretty much anything.
And incompetence.
Just wait until you see what you're getting yourselves into.
I said, let's go to Iraq!
The Liar Festival.
And I'm in the White House and I was lonely!
He just would not take no for an answer.
With entrepreneurs.
They are embracing socialism.
TV pundits.
Green New Deal, 70% marginal tax rate.
Politicians.
They're trying to get rid of all the cows.
And hamburgers.
They want to take away your hamburgers.
Lots and lots of hamburgers.
The best in Gorka.
Oh my God.
The Liar Festival, coming to Netflix.
Bob Seska.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
The Bob Seska Show.
Rocky Mountain Mike, a man for all occasions. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, February 23, 2021, and this is the Bob Seska Show on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Hi, my name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Day 35 of the Biden-Harris administration. 623 days until the 22 midterms. Oh, and here he comes, Captain Retirement.
You say Bob's birthday.
You've said it.
it all.
Hello.
Okay, we can talk about the burger, but you'll have to pry the French fries from my cold, dead hands.
Freedom fries, sir. Freedom fries.
Hi, Bob. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
He, of course, is Bob Seska. Mm. I'm Buzz Burbank, and one of us is using a phony name.
Me. That's me.
Not saying who. Bob and I just got some exciting news. We're really jacked about this.
Yeah.
Last Tuesday's show is being made into a Hallmark movie. I'm very proud.
Perfect.
I'm glad to see, you know, just I try to keep my eye on the news, even though I'm, I guess, retired now. Yeah. I say I guess because I haven't had a moment to look up. But I'm glad to see that Texas finally getting some relief in the weather. Last week, as you know, it got so cold in Texas that to keep warm, some families started burning their politicians.
Good. Smart move. Very smart move. Yeah.
They burn a long time. The Mars rover, this is exciting news. I love, and Rocky Mountain Mike posted some video of this, as many other people did, yep. And it's just stunning. I can't stop watching it. And so far, we've seen it's photographed Martian rocks and Martian soil, and all along the landscape, parts from a Boeing 777. We did not,
God, that was
we did not expect... to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I am enjoying retirement, though, so far. You know, the few moments of rest that I've had. I got to go to the beach over the weekend, which was exciting. In more ways than one, actually. While I was at the beach, I saw a woman arrested for violating the mask ordinance.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she was wearing it in the wrong place.
The Bob Seska Show.
It's Rocky Mountain, Mike.
Yeah.
Love it.
Leaving home, COVID's exploded. I've been worried some. Riding along on this bigger jet plane, I saw something that was so dumb. Got no mask and he's not far away. And he looks like JFK killer's son. And I don't want to get a whiff of any of that funky virus coming out of his nostrils. Ted Cruz, jet airliner. Keep that maskless bastard away. Ted Cruz, jet airliner. Cause it's healthy, I want to stay. Yeah, 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 yeah. Ted Cruz, jet airliner. Make him wear a mask or stay home. Jet airliner, cause that's really where he belongs.
Yeah. Great Rocky Mountain Mike. Holy shit. And you know, Buzz, I went back into the archives for this one because it turns out that Ted Cruz, he must have some issue with running away, fleeing the scene for some reason, jumping on an airplane, which, by the way, I wanted to add, Buzz, with this yes. Ted Cruz controversy where he tried to flee for Cancun as soon as there was trouble
right.
in Texas.
Right.
It seems like if Donald Trump were still president, this would be completely a non-story. We would have forgotten about this like hours after it actually happened. But now that Trump is gone, we can kind of look at scandals the way they need to be looked at. We have the luxury now of taking a look at guys like Ted Cruz and going, ha, see, now you fucked up, you slimy bastard, you.
And it makes me wonder how many of Rocky Mountain Mike's songs are evergreen or, you know, because I'm sure he does some of these songs thinking, well, you know, this will be over soon and this song will be forgotten. And maybe there are some like that, but this is not the first time that we've been able to reach back and find something that he's done before that fits the right now.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
That's very cool. It's more evergreen than I think even he realizes.
Exactly. So, yeah. And speaking of COVID, there was one of those questions in the White House press room yesterday.
Okay.
This ABC News reporter, Cecilia Vega, asked Jen Psaki a question that suggested that Joe Biden is responsible for the most recent batch of 100,000 COVID deaths. Here's the question that she presented to Jen Psaki in the press room. She said,
You mentioned at the top of your remarks the grim milestone that the country is facing today with these 500,000 deaths. She added that 100,000 of those Americans have died within the last month, and then asked, what reflections is this White House having on the last month as we ask as a country, could more have been done? As Dr. Fauci said today, it didn't have to be this bad. Could more have been done in the last month also? And that is kind of trying to tag Joe Biden. Not even kind of. This is trying to tag Joe Biden with responsibility for the last 100,000 COVID deaths, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Because, first of all, scientifically speaking, there is nothing the Biden administration could have done to reduce those 100,000 deaths. Because, as Tommy Christopher wrote in Mediaite, those infections all occurred either during the last days of Trump's presidency or maybe during the first week of Biden's. I don't know how he could have. This is plus an entire year of shirker irresponsibility and so on that has been embedded into the mindset of most Americans, whether they're isolating or not. And we get to this point, and suddenly, because all of these infections have happened at the tail end of Trump, at the beginning of Biden, then it's got to be all Biden's fault, even though there was nothing really he could have done to prevent that. And so now also, I think one of the reasons why Cecilia Vega asked this question is that they're making a big stink about this on the Red Hat side of the ledger. Right. Like, I think Don Jr. did a video about 100,000, or at least tweeted about it. I mean, they're talking about it on Fox News Channel, trying to lay the blame. I mean, they're rushing to do this. It's sort of like when Obama took over for George W. Bush, and they were blaming the fact that, I guess it was in either February of 2009 or March, there were 800,000 jobs lost somewhere in there. And then, oh my God, this is absolutely Barack Obama's fault. And even though it wasn't,
It's a little like blaming the new fire chief who let's say a beloved landmark is on fire and it's been burning for 12 hours. We'll reduce the months of the pandemic to hours of a fire.
Right.
And this fire's been burning for 12 hours, and in the 11th hour, a new fire chief is named. And that's you right. ask him, well, what'd you do to prevent the thing from burning down? Well, so it's a very unfortunate question, and it does, unfortunately, give credence to the crap that still spews out of right-wing media, starting at Fox but all the others.
Or, here's another great example. The deficit. Everyone tried to blame Barack Obama for the $1.4 trillion deficit, which today, by the way, is a joke. I mean, we are so far beyond a $1.4 trillion budget deficit. But back in 2009, Barack Obama was immediately blamed for it, and it did enter into the popular zeitgeist. I mean, people were going around repeating this information as if it were 100% fact. It's Barack Obama's fault that we're in debt, and this is going to be the coming of socialism to fix it, and we're going to raise taxes and all the rest of it. It was the screaming that was going on from the far right. And of course, it was the $1.4 trillion budget deficit was a consequence of George W. Bush's last spending bill that he had signed at the end of the fiscal the previous year. So it was really his fault. But again, because of the transition, it gets really confused in there. Same with the deficit and the debt and all the rest of it.
Right-wing politicians and right-wing media are very clever, and they know that Americans are very much now an instant sort of society, instant gratification society.
Yeah.
And so that's a very easy emotion to play on. Why isn't it fixed already? why isn't it fixed? And by not fixing it, aren't you making it worse? And I worry about amplifying that nonsense from right-wing politicians. I'm tired of seeing Steve Scalise on CNN, for example. Why is he there? Why are we amplifying that? How is that helping? I mean, I just don't see that's helping anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm expecting Mike Lindell and Lynn Wood to pop up on Meet the Press this weekend or something like that, which is just, stop. Yeah,
that's we saw where that got us before.
This all circles back to this self-conscious attitude that some people, especially in the TV news media, have, which is that we need to make sure that we're lopsidedly showing Republican voices on our program so that we're not labeled with that liberal media bias thing that, you know, mostly doesn't exist.
Some of them haven't gotten past that. I defer to the real journalists at the Post and the Times and, TV is TV, man.
Yeah.
And there are some good folks working in and television news divisions, but it's stuff like Cecilia Vega did here that get amplified and give people the impression of the media that they have, even though it's only a sliver of what goes on.
Yeah, right. It'd be one thing if Don Jr. was saying this, which he is, but it's another thing entirely when someone who's more reputable, like, you know, ABC News, trying to do this, and from the motivation of, well, we don't want to be criticized because it looks like we're asking softball questions of the new administration, and so there's a self-consciousness that irritates me. Like, okay, let them have their screaming. You don't need to pander to them by asking ridiculous questions in the press. Ask the questions that are factually based and, you know, clarifications and so on.
I think the best thing the media can do and the best thing all of us can do is to spread the truth and to spread common sense. The fire chief analogy, for example.
Yeah.
The fire chief who comes in at the 11th hour and everyone asks, well, why'd you let the building burn down? He just got there. And the same is true of Biden. And things don't happen that quickly. And this has been, and the charts show it, this most recent peak that we're now falling off of.
Yeah.
Actually, the numbers have fallen dramatically over the last month, if you want to know the answer to that question.
Oh, right.
We look at how we got here. Go back and look at the charts from when, during the Trump presidency.
Yeah.
And you'll see exactly what happened over the last year.
And I think that all that was part of Jen Psaki's answer. So if.
And that's important. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there is smart people in the White House right now.
There is smart people. There is smart people in the White House. Absolutely.
That's right.
But you know what? So maybe it's good. So maybe it's good that Cecilia Vega asked that question, because then that truth, that answer was able to get out there. And if it keeps half, 40% of the voter population or whatever it is now off of ABC's back so that they can continue to report the news, as they've done a very good job of doing, then maybe it's okay if they ask a question like that and we don't condemn all of the media and all reporters just for that one question, that one microsecond in what has been some of the best reporting I've seen, certainly in print, over the last year.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And I think there is a generalization that goes on where you take one cable news personality, for example, and you extrapolate that into the entire media, whatever that means. The entire
it
media is
a lot.
Bogus. Yeah, it happens. It does happen a lot. So let's talk about double standards here. Let's talk about Neera Tanden and what's happening with her confirmation process. It looks like at this point she's not going to be confirmed, right? I mean, if Joe Manchin isn't there and they don't get Romney or Collins in to replace him.
This is fascinating, because you and I just last week talked about the dilemma of Joe Manchin last week and the fact that Democrats wouldn't even have that seat in the Senate if it weren't for Joe Manchin bending to the will of his very red state more times than we would like for him to do. Mm-hmm. You want to give up the seat completely? Let's hang Joe Manchin, by all means.
Yeah.
You don't want that. You honestly don't want that. Good luck if you decide to go another way, because I think Democrats will lose that seat entirely in Congress. And you say, well, what good is it doing us now? Well, I have an answer for that. Let me go down the page here. You got Merrick Garland as Attorney General and Lloyd Austin as Defense Secretary. You got Janet Yellen in Treasury and Pete Buttigieg in Transportation. So let's say it's your birthday. Let's say you're a kid. And here's first it's the fire chief. Now it's a kid having a birthday. I've got stories for everything. So let's say it's your birthday, and it really is. All of a sudden, it's your best birthday ever. You got Trump's out, Biden's in. You got every gift you hoped for.
Yeah.
Trump and the insurrectionists are being charged and investigated. Manhattan DA has millions of pages of Trump's financial papers. FBI has the call records of every member of Congress from January 6th. There's movement now on the pandemic and climate change. You got all those folks confirmed that I mentioned. Best birthday ever. You got almost everything you want.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't get your Neera Tanden. Damn it. damn it, worst birthday ever. We're doomed. Society and democracy are screwed because I didn't get my Neera Tanden for my birthday. Maybe there's a bigger picture here. You know, I just think, I understand there is a double standard. There absolutely is a double standard. Don't bend to that. Two wrongs don't make a right. Just because a Republican posted mean tweets and got a government job doesn't mean a Democrat should be allowed to do the same. Maybe we should think about what we tweet and what we post, especially if it's about the people who are going to be interviewing us for a job. You wouldn't tweet mean things about the person who's going to interview you for the job and then wonder why you didn't get the job.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. And Neera Tanden, wonderful, and an opportunity for a woman to be in that position. All of these things are wonderful. And once again, a woman falls victim to this. But we do not want to lower ourselves to the Republican standard of, well, it's okay to tweet mean things and then say you're sorry. And the comparison to Richard Grenell, ambassador to Germany, director of office and management and budget, there's no comparison about the importance of those two jobs. Both jobs are, of course, important, but the OMB job is vastly, vastly more important than being ambassador to Germany. So what I'm seeing is what I talked about last week, and it's this progressive butthurt attitude that we're screwed, democracy is doomed. No, democracy's been saved. I don't know if you've seen the papers, but Joe Biden's been elected president, and 101 things are going your way. Okay, so maybe you lost one. Maybe you're going to lose one. Maybe somebody else is also qualified for that office, and maybe they're a woman too. I don't know. But I see this attitude of we're screwed, we're defeated, democracy is doomed, whenever something like this happens, when the truth of the matter is you're winning.
Yeah. What I do see a lot of is justifiable comments about the sexist nature of this. And so far as there have been, I mean, there was 4 years of just ignoring from the Republicans specifically, the copious, you know, daily onslaught of Trump tweets that were, you know,
yes.
far worse than anything.
That doesn't make but it doesn't make it OK for us to do even a milder version of that. I think we need to be above that.
Yeah.
I really do. And you know, things we say have consequences. Who doesn't know that already?
Yeah, that's
things
true.
We say have consequences. If you say something bad about the person who's interviewing you for a job, you're probably not going to get the job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because you're a woman. It's because you said something bad about the person who's interviewing you for the job.
Yeah.
I don't know what else there is to say about it, at least from my end.
Yeah, it's strange that she somehow made it through the vetting given those tweets, the existence of those tweets, and how that might be an issue in her confirmation process. I'm not sure how that one kind of slipped through the cracks, but I think maybe they justified it the same way that I'm kind of justifying, which is to say that, well, I mean, this seems to be par for the course with people now. I mean, everyone's got an internet record of some kind in which they've said something. The fact is that sometimes your chickens come home to roost. Sometimes things that you say on the internet come back to haunt you. And that seems to be the case here.
And not all the kids are doing it. Merrick Garland didn't do it. Janet Yellen didn't
That's
do
true.
It. Lloyd Austin, Pete Buttigieg, they didn't do it. And they got the job.
Yeah.
Magic. It's like magic. It's that easy.
That's right. So let's talk about Joe Biden here before we break.
Okay.
and the remarks yesterday with regard to COVID and the commemoration that occurred. I just got to say that thank God someone has finally done this. At the very least, a moment of silence. Those of you who listen to the show long enough know that for the past year, or since March at least of last year, I've been asking the question, when are we going to have a moment of silence for all the people that have died unnecessarily because of this virus, died because of Trump's irresponsibility and hubris, died because of his attention to trying to get reelected, died because the rest of our fellow Americans decided, this is not worth making the sacrifice. And so therefore, we're going to worsen the spread by self-indulging and having our pool parties and all the rest of it. This could have all been avoided. Yet at the same time, there was zero done in terms of commemoration through that entire time. And I mean, we know why it was, because Donald Trump doesn't want to acknowledge bad news. He doesn't want to put it out there because he's got to hide from all of his irresponsibility and incompetence. Right. And that's why there was no mention of it throughout that entire period of time in terms of taking a moment to solemnly remember those who have been lost because of this. And yeah,
I just gonna say, what a difference a president makes. What a difference having a president makes. Mm-hmm. We didn't have one for 4 years. We had an idiot with a Twitter account.
Now
we have a president. I remember what this was like. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah.
Now that the Joe Biden is president. Oh, yeah, presidents do things like that. It was touching and poignant and important. And it came on a day that we got poignant comments as well from Merrick Garland. It's good to hear good people speaking publicly again, and that those things are getting amplified as well. And it was, we also got good news yesterday about Trump's taxes and about overturning the Pennsylvania election and all kinds of, the good news just continues to pour in as we continue to win. And taking the time in Biden's case yesterday, taking a moment for humanity, that's feels refreshing after 4 years.
Yeah, and you can see why so many people voted for Joe Biden this last time around. I think one of the reasons is because they know they've got someone who has that level of empathy, that level of experience with loss. And I don't think anyone else could have telegraphed that kind of connection with the American people who's suffering through 500,000 Americans lost to this pandemic, 500,000 Americans who didn't have to necessarily die because of
this.
Most
of them, no. Yeah. The vast majority, no. Absolutely.
And you can't imagine many other presidents saying this. And I think, again, only Joe Biden could have said this particular line that I thought it was extraordinarily poignant coming from him, especially was, I promise you the day will come when the memory of the loved one you lost will bring a smile to your lips before a tear to your eye. And that was just such a gorgeous sentiment.
It is. And he would know. That's coming from his own experience.
Yes.
And that makes it even more real. You know, these are not the phony words of a phony politician. This is a man who has felt those things and apparently feels them now for those who have suffered loss over the last year. The humanity. It's so nice to have it back again.
Yeah. And you know what? This week, really, that hit home so profoundly for me, because this week is Ches Week. We're coming up on the 25th year, February, is the four-year anniversary of losing Ches.
Wow.
And so that's front of mind kind of right now for people like me. And Jody Hamilton, for example, on the Stephanie Miller Show this morning, talking about how she lost two brothers and two sisters and her dad. You can't fake that kind of overlap with the people who are listening to you, the people you're trying to reach out to. It can't be, you can't bullshit your way through it.
Maybe that was the best thing about it, was that you knew it was real. That he's not only said the right thing, but you knew it wasn't bullshit. You knew it was real, that you knew it was coming from his heart.
Well, if something is interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, consider our sponsor, BetterHelp. That's H-E-L-P. BetterHelp seeks to provide professional help with ease. It's not a crisis line. This is a professional counseling service done securely online. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist. Start communicating in under 48 hours, connecting in a safe, private online environment. Send a message to your counselor and receive a timely response. Schedule weekly video or phone sessions, whatever works for you. Anything you share is totally confidential. If you want to try a new therapist, it's simple and free to switch. BetterHelp says they're more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. Start living a happier life today. You'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/sexyliberal. Join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health. Go to BetterHelp, that's HELP.com/sexyliberal, and receive 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/sexyliberal. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show.
friend Freakbase from Ohio. This is brand new single, Show You the Way. Oh, yeah, freakbase.com. Also, freakbase.com/freakbasemusic on the Facebook. He does a lot of podcasting on his Facebook page. You got to check it out. He does like a chit-chat show on Saturday nights. And I think he and I are going to do a show together in March at some point to talk about the Zack Snyder director's cut of Justice League.
Well, still available.
Still
available is your interview with him.
That's
the last
right.
couple of weeks, yeah.
Absolutely. And guess who's going to be interviewed tomorrow on this show?
I have no idea.
That would be you. Buzz Burbank. You know this guy, Buzz Burbank? He just retired from doing the news. So we're going to blame him. We're going to talk about his life and news, your life and news, tomorrow on the interview show. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, that'll be interesting. I wonder what I'll say.
Yeah. Well, you may not end up saying anything because of the goddamn internet. I should tell you all, we have
today's
had
show.
The first half hour of this show took us an hour and a half to actually record because of the internet issues. And then
we got deep in the show, and standards and practices made us cut out a whole segment where Bob and I got into a fist fight. So
exactly right.
That'll never.
Yeah.
The lost tapes. So but I had to say, I had to say, I don't even know how to respond to the kind things you said about me in my last newscast. And, I mean, I was just floored, flattened by what you had to say. I don't have any words. Mm. Thank you. I guess you like me. I that's what I gathered.
You're so immensely important, not only to me right now as a friend and co-hosting on this show, but, you know, going back to, and I was, you know, it's funny. I was talking with Mark Ronick, our mutual friend from the Realm Network, about all of this. And because he had sent me a text saying, hey, I loved what you wrote and said about Buzz. And so we were talking, and Mark and I come from the same experience. Mark was an intern for you shortly after I was an intern for you. So we have similar experiences. And I said, I said to Mark, when I was first starting out as a baby DJ in the middle 1990s, sending out air check tapes and trying to advance my way up the ladder and get, you know, larger and larger radio markets and so on. And I'd call you on the phone all the time going, Buzz, why is it taking so long for a program director X or Y to get back to me about my air check tape? Why don't they like me, Buzz? And so I'm getting on the phone whining to you about trying to kickstart my career in radio. And you always had the best advice and at the very least, so immensely patient with my ongoing neuroses about working in radio.
See, my memory is you didn't call often enough. I remember what I told you back then, which was it always seems like it's taking an eternity.
Yes.
And because you're waiting for something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Nothing happens on your watch as quickly as you'd like it to.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget a lot of times about all the other factors involved and the people it's got to be run by. And the other things that come up that keep the person from who would hire you from hiring you.
Mm-hmm.
And so to us, we just seem like, well, I'm never going to hear from them. That's it. And then, boom, it's my philosophy about love in general is you find it when you stop looking for it.
That's exactly right. That is so absolutely 1,000% true. And, you know, in terms of waiting for responses from program directors and everything like that, I was constantly trying to find the balance between remaining hopeful and being patient with, am I being delusional now? Should I just give up and move on with radio station X or radio station Y? You know, that was always the challenge for me, you know.
We could talk about how I dealt with that tomorrow's show.
Sounds good. Because we're specifically zeroing in tomorrow on your career as a newsman and your career in broadcast news and your experiences radio station and how you would approach the news, your influences and things like that. So I can't wait to dig in tomorrow.
I promise you this, you'll laugh, you'll cry, it'll become part of you.
Well, okay, so American Idiocracy marches on. This has been a theme in what I've been talking about, writing about since forever, at least since 2015 when Donald Trump descended the escalator and everyone, let's have that guy. So I've been on this hobby horse for some time now. You know, we previously discussed last week how PolitiFact had to fact check the claim that Joe Biden used weather weapons to to attack Texas. This has been a thing. But now we have to fact check the claim that the freezing temperatures and snow in Texas wasn't a Bill Gates conspiracy. There's a viral TikTok clip going around.
Of course there is.
It was viewed over 854,000 times. A woman talking about how Bill Gates sent fake snow. And
yeah.
And that
each flake had a microchip in it.
She says here, you'll see it's not melting. It's going to burn, she said. So they were doing it. The people are now taking cigarette lighters and trying to burn their snowballs. And because because of the butane and the lighter and so on, the snow burns. They're expecting it to melt. And because the snow is burning when you,
proof. That's all you need right there. It's science, Bob.
Science, exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder, and maybe there's a sketch in this. I wonder if there's a Republican think tank somewhere that this is okay. They bought that. Let's see what else they'll buy. And they do is try to think up new bizarre conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're entering crisis territory now because I'm seeing all kinds of reports about people having having to deal with their parents who've been indoctrinated into the Q thing, and family members who are now just ass deep in Q conspiracy theories in that entire universe of freak dogs. And it doesn't seem to be dying off as quickly as I was hoping that it would be without Trump in office, but
I think we're just feeling the effects of it. I do think that it's shrinking. For one thing, and this is true, a lot of Q believers lost their faith when Q never appeared to save Donald Trump and America. What they thought was going to happen the coming of Q never occurred, and it actually did lose some followers over that. We're hearing about it now, and it's still out there. It's very real.
Yeah.
But this is a very small and shrinking segment of the population, I think. And there have always been crazies, flat earthers. I mean, we've always had a certain degree of that. I think there's more of it now, thanks to, unfortunately, right-wing media and social media have both allowed this to spread. But the vast majority of people, you were talking about how people admire Biden for being presidential, for being who he is. A lot of the people, and I think my elderly parents among them, voted for Biden this time instead of Trump, even though they voted for Trump last time because they saw what happened. Biden got more votes because people were voting against Trump this time, something that didn't happen in 2016 when they were voting against Hillary Clinton. I don't know that many people besides red hats were voting against Joe Biden in this election. So I think he has tremendous support. And it shows there's this, I feel this drawback to sanity. For so many people, January 6th was too much. It was over the line. And they have distanced themselves from the Republican Party and from right-wing ideals, and to some degree, I think, right-wing media since that happened. Mm-hmm. We'll have to watch the numbers. We got to keep an eye on it. I never mean to play down the danger that these things pose, but I think it's important to remember that there are more of us than there are of them, and now we're in charge. So this is our opportunity to fix that.
Yeah, and so far, so good. Joe Biden seems to be doing pretty well. You mentioned the numbers here. I mean, his spread, according to RCP right now, is plus 14.7. That's a pretty big fucking deal. Approve is 54.1. His disapprove is 39.4. And the only thing that's dragging that down, the only reason that's at 14.7 in terms of the spread, as opposed to maybe closer to 20, is because fucking Rasmussen with their rigged poll, with their, their very, very lopsided red hat poll.
It's a little skewed. Yeah.
Yeah. They've only got Biden at plus two, but they still have Biden in positive territory. So even according to Rasmussen, which is completely skewed toward Trump supporters,
conservatives,
even they have Joe Biden above water by just 2 points. But then you compare that to some of the other pollsters. Reuters episodes got Biden up by 20 points. That's the spread according to reputable pollsters.
You take Rasmussen out of the equation, take them out of the average, and the number goes up, obviously.
Yeah.
You have to take that with a grain of salt. You have to always consider the source.
Yeah. Well, and certainly there's the potential, too, for all of this to tighten. It always does. It tightens up a little bit. There's a bit of a honeymoon period after an inauguration where, presidents tend to do pretty well initially, except Donald Trump. Donald Trump was in negative territory in the polls from right out of the gate. But so far, so good with Joe Biden. And I think that has a lot to do with the fact that people appreciate the normalcy. People appreciate the fact that even though they may not agree with Joe Biden on everything, they appreciate the fact that he's comporting himself with respect and dignity and at least doing the things that presidents normally do, what we always used to expect from our presidents, that quite frankly, for the previous 4 years, we forgot that actually those things actually happened because of Donald Trump.
And some Republican voters voted for him because he's moderate. They didn't see him as the extreme liberal that the right-wing media is foolishly trying to make him out to be.
Well, we're going to see Donald Trump again this week, apparently on the 28th, which is Sunday. So Donald Trump is going to be at CPAC on Sunday. CPAC, by the way, this year, Buzz, the theme is America Uncanceled. So they're going after cancel culture. That's the overarching theme at this week's or this year's annual FAP Fest here. The Matt Schlapp FAP Fest. I was trying to say that 12 times fast. That's what
I can't. I won't.
That's what I'm going to call it from now on. And so naturally, right before they launch their anti-cancel culture convention, their CPAC convention, their Matt Schlapp FAP Fest, is
I'm impressed.
They've decided to cancel one of their guest speakers for saying things that are obnoxious and terrible, and they are obnoxious and terrible. This person, Young Pharaoh, who I never heard of until this story, in a Newsmax interview, CPAC's Matt Schlapp, of the Matt Schlapp FAP Fest, said of this event, our theme is America Uncanceled, and what a perfect way to demonstrate the grossness of our cancel culture than having Donald Trump speak. Well, a few hours later, CPAC canceled scheduled speaker Young Pharaoh. And this guy apparently called Judaism a complete lie, and Jewish people are thieving fake Jews.
Yes, that's what he said.
Yeah, and so they have tweeted out that, no, this guy said horrible things, and we can't have him at our Matt Schlapp FAP Fest.
But Trump was invited. And now I'm hearing, and maybe this is outdated, but the last I saw, Trump was refusing or was threatening not to go if Mike Pence was there.
Really? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I didn't know that. Yeah. How did I not know that?
Trump said he would not go to CPAC if Mike Pence were there. Now, maybe Mike Pence won't be there and Trump will go. Yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they do. But when it comes to true conservatism, it doesn't get any more truer or conservative than Mike Pence. So that'll be interesting. Yeah. And by the way, you practiced that whole FAP Fest thing, didn't you?
I did not. I just made that up, I swear to God.
That's a better day than you thought it was. You got through it like four times.
That's right.
I'm impressed, yeah. I have to question the importance or influence in America of the CPAC. I mean, if you want to focus on the evil that Republicans are doing, let's focus on the Republican state legislatures that are trying to restrict voting in so many red states right now.
Yeah.
In spite of efforts at the national level, H.R. 1 and Senate Bill 1, to actually make voting easier, states who indeed control elections, the red states are now moving toward restricting early voting, all of that stuff, voting by mail. They're going after everything they can because, as we've said before, they can no longer win on the issues. It's been a long time since they could win on the issues. They've had to rely on these cheats, these various cheats, whether it's voter suppression or whatever it might be, gerrymandering, the whole list. You know the list. That's their only route now, and that's what we should be focusing. We're going to focus on shutting down something on the conservative side, on the right wing side. It should be that. That's our most important, I think, focus right now.
And there's actually a story along those lines coming to us from the great state of Georgia that I want to talk about here. Something just awful, disgusting. Yeah, this is a Republican thing. This is misogynistic. This is borderline like pedophile shit. We're going to talk about that right after these words.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius bath and body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Bob Seska.
Blocked my flow, infected my mind with your lies. Had me convinced I can't be loved the way I am. A natural disaster since the day we met, but I loved you anyway. Just too much keeping up with the game.
Oh my God, yeah.
Wow.
I'm suffering major hearing loss now from blasting this song for last 24 hours or so. This is Flying Jacob, brand new Flying Jacob. The last song I'll write from you from, the last song I'll write for you from Renew, from their Renew album. FlyingJacob.com to support these guys. Oh my God, I love it so much. From Baltimore, Maryland.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, I love that. Yeah, wow. That's powerful stuff.
Me too. I can't wait for this pandemic to be over so I can go up and see them live. And I don't normally wear earplugs to concerts. And so I'm expecting for my hearing to be completely, completely blown out because of, and I welcome it. I welcome it with open arms. I love Flying Jacob so much.
And it's not just loud, it's soulful.
Yeah.
And man, do I love that. Exactly. Yeah, beautiful. Just beautiful song.
So let's see here. Georgia is considering, and suffice to say it's Georgia Republicans, considering a panel of three physicians to evaluate girls' genitals for school sports. This is the latest big fucking bugaboo on the far right about, oh my God, we can't have trans teens participating in sports because then the trans girls are going to outmatch the other girls.
Well, and they're going to shower with them, worst of all. I mean, that's the true conservative fear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really, at the heart of this. And, you know, somebody might see somebody's thing or lack of thing or whatever. And it's just ridiculous. And they're preying on this fear. This fear to discriminate against, you know, people who pay taxes and raise children and are productive members of society. Let's go after them. Why? It's because of ignorance and fear as usual. I'm not surprised by any of this. I'm sure that this won't survive a court challenge.
It better fucking not. In fact, this better get killed in committee as rapidly as fucking possible.
Sure.
Yeah, I can't even imagine this law actually going into effect. You want to talk about terrorizing people, terrorizing children? It's a great way to terrorize them. Yeah, let's get a weird, mysterious panel of probably men and line up, an entire array of high school age girls who want to participate in sports and then go through and examine their genitals. It is fucking disgusting.
What could possibly go wrong? Yeah. How could that? I just don't see. Oh, it's unbelievable. And it comes out of this ignorance and fear. And this shows how if we're not careful, if we're not vigilant, ignorance and fear can become the law. And it certainly did in the case of racial discrimination in our past. And Republicans are still trying to manage it. Perhaps racially, but certainly when it comes to gender identity.
Yeah, forget about personal liberty and so much of the rest of whatever they've incorporated from libertarian ideas into the Republican Party. This is all fucking blown out. They want big government is what they want. And not just because it's the state government, the state of Georgia, doesn't make any fucking difference. This is big government sticking their hands down the pants of children, basically.
Right.
Oh, my God. Alex Jones and Roger Stone are under investigation for their part in the Capitol insurrection. And what's kind of amazing about this, Buzz, because now the FBI is looking into these guys, Department of Justice and so on. What's amazing here is Alex Jones is already on record talking about his participation in the Capitol insurrection. In fact, I had this video. Audio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's video and audio. I played this audio, I think back, I want to say around January 13 or something like that. I mean, more than a month ago. But since then, it's now gone kind of viral where people, he is confessing to, and this is Alex Jones, confessing to his participation in the Capitol insurrection and tagging the FBI Twitter account, which is probably a good idea. Yeah, this is here's Alex Jones describing part of his not only participation in the insurrection, but his coordination with the White House on how to get the crowd down to the Capitol building.
Then the White House told me 3 days before, we're going to have you lead the march. The Secret Service, before Trump finishes, 30 minutes before or so, will lead you to a point, take you out of the front row, and lead you to the place where they want you to start the march, and Trump will tell people, go, and I'm going to meet you at the Capitol.
So he's talking about coordinating with the Secret Service and how he was the designated Pied Piper to lead the crowd, approximately a half an hour before the speech gets wrapped up, which seems strange to me, or maybe I misinterpreted what he was talking about. But he's leading the crowd from the ellipse down to the Capitol building. That was his alleged role in all of this, at least in terms of that specific event, in terms of what he was assigned to do. There may have been more. I didn't see the rest of what he was describing, but that pretty much says everything you need to hear about Alex Jones's participation in the insurrection.
That is evidence. It's legitimate evidence. It's a voluntary recorded confession accompanied by still photos and videos proving his presence there. And so many people have found themselves in the same situation. Mm-hmm. I'm very glad Alex Jones is one of them. I'm very glad, as I said earlier, that the FBI has the call records of the members of Congress from January 6th, so we know who else was in on this insurrection from the inside.
Yeah.
This is all wonderful evidence. There's a lot of it, and so it takes a little while to get through it and to go through the process, but we have seen evidence that the process is underway, I believe that everyone involved, and including Alex Jones, perhaps, I hope especially Alex Jones, will be punished.
Well, the other thing is that Alex Jones tends to be full of shit. Alex Jones makes up, I think, 99.9% of what Alex Jones says is horse shit that he yanks out of his fat ass. But the thing is, we've heard this story before. In fact, there's an Oath Keeper in the news today who said that she was she participated as VIP security and coordinated with the Secret Service. This is according to CNN. And so this is something that was going on. We've heard other stories of coordination between the crowd and the White House. And we already know that the White House took over this event. This started out as being planned by another group.
It's true.
And then the White House and Trump said, no, let's do this. Let's really do it up. Let's get Trump in there. Let's get video in there. We're going to produce some video and make it a White House event. And that's what it became. It became a White House event, which is why I don't think you can separate Donald Trump from the insurrection. And the fact that he was acquitted in the Senate with the impeachment trial ultimately means nothing. There is still criminal liability here. And I'm sure you saw some of the clips from Merrick Garland's testimony yesterday, Buzz, showing that this guy is likely, and I'm not going to say he's going to do one thing or another, but it's likely that he's going to spend some time going after these fuckers.
Oh, I think he made it clear that that's his top priority. He ain't fooling around here. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's his number one priority, and I take him at his word. And the evidence. I mean, we have so much evidence on so many people, not the least of whom is Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much audio and video evidence and print and written evidence from social media about these people that I think convictions are going to be easy to come by. And it's constantly amusing and fascinating to me to see one after the other say, oh, Trump was directing this. The White House was directing this. Mm-hmm. You know, I was there because Trump said I should be.
Yeah.
It certainly makes his defense a lot harder. It's going to take a while for justice to be meted out, but I believe it will be. And I believe that process is already well underway.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, politically speaking, Merrick Garland might not float everyone's boat. He may not line up exactly with, you know, your particular ideas in terms of what issues are what. But I am so glad that he was nominated for Attorney General. Yes. He should have been a Supreme Court justice. No doubt in my mind about that, especially now seeing him up close, seeing him answer these questions from, you know, a lot of fucking stupid fucking Republicans like John Kennedy and so on who don't know what the hell they're talking about. And to see him taking those questions in stride and being a professional, being a statesman, being the immensely intelligent and wise person that he is. I'm so glad that he's entering this role. And again, much like Joe Biden, he does have personal experience to bring to table. So that, you know, that's something that I think he will be able to use, and it will inform him as he proceeds through the conviction of these people who did this insurrection, these terrorists.
And I think a lot of what he said will win him the support of the American people, and that's important for an attorney general.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Well, okay, we've got the postmortem show coming up next on our Patreon page, patreon.com/Bob Seska Show, or quite simply, BobSeskaShow.com. Don't forget it. You can bookmark it, tell all your friends about it. And also, oh yeah, the all caps Patreon link beneath the logo at BobSeska.com. Thank you very much. Okay, let's see. We're going to talk about a little bit more about Ted Cruz because I got a funny bit of audio to play from Ted Cruz's house. Fun protest that happened a couple of days ago.
Yes, yes. Yeah. There's a lot of gold to mine there.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about that. Maybe a little Josh Hawley in there. Mike Lindell is getting sued by Dominion.
Oh, what a shame.
And I think we're going to talk about Louis DeJoy a little bit.
Good.
And he deserves some discussion because fucking Louis DeJoy, I don't know how he is still Postmaster General. I don't know how this is continuing to happen. He should have been bounced the day Joe Biden was inaugurated.
There's a lot to do.
Yeah. Still more to come here on the show on our, as I said, our postmortem show on our Patreon page. Bonus content just for you. When this music stops playing, we keep on talking, and we present that to you on our Patreon page. Okay, folks, we'll see you over there. Buzz Burbank is going to be on our interview show tomorrow. See you over there. Bye-bye. Hold it. Don't nobody move. One last thing here. We are so grateful that vaccinations for COVID-19 are underway. While we're nearing the finish line for this brutal pandemic, getting there means staying safe. For the foreseeable future, only respirator face masks provide real protection from transmission. Unfortunately, the huge demand and limited supply of respirators means we're flooded with fakes and counterfeits that do almost nothing. Right now, thenewdealshop.com has FDA-authorized N95 respirator masks with anti-fraud labeling on every single package that can be verified right on the manufacturer's website. They're listed in the United States by the NPPTL and provide the most significant level of protection. These respirator masks are in stock in the U.S. and ship immediately for free. Go to thenewdealshop.com now and get verified, authenticated, FDA-authorized N95 masks shipped immediately to your home or business. That's thenewdealshop.com, thenewdealshop.com. Go now.